하나님의 말씀은
Let's have a look at God's word in the book of Colossians.
Chapter 1 verse 9
to 12.
하나님의 말씀은 골로새서 1장 9절로 12절까지인데 합독하겠습니다.
Let's read all together.
시작.
For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spirit wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully. Give thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. In order to listen to God's word today, let's pray. This is the time that God should work with us. So let us seek for God's help. Holy Father, when your servant preaches the sermon, please help all of us so that they let us change and grow up. And let us drive away all the darkness and all the difficulties of this world. Let us have the strength. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. My lovely saints, among what we have, among our possessions, the most important thing is faith. God has granted us faith. By having faith, the reason that God had given us the faith is even more important than our own children. Though ourselves might perish, but the faith should not perish because it is so much more important than ourselves. Because the faith is what is permitted by God, is allowed by God, and it is indeed given to us. Because this is the truth of God. And God gave His self to us. And the faith is like a bridge, it's like a connection between us and God. So while we live on this world, This is the best gift that we have.
우리에게 있는 이 믿음의 시간.
So while we have faith on this world, this is very limited time, and then we need to make the best out of it. So until the time of faith ends, in other words, which means when our life on this earth ends,
이 세상에 더욱 이처럼 예술도 이처럼 화려한 중요한 예술도 없고 이러한 화려한 그러한
There's no superior artistic work like this. This is should be our work. This should be our masterpiece. We build on this earth, which is our faith. So this is the most strongest, and this is the one guaranteed by God, the masterpiece of faith. And through our faith, the salvation is delivered, and then delivered to us and also to the others. And through faith, we can receive God's love, and through faith,
인류를 또 우리 모두와 상관하는 모든 길이 길을 모든 그
We get to know how God works with us and how God gives us his grace.
하나님의 철도길 같이 하나님의
So this is the absolute way to know about God as a human being.
여기에는 하나님의 그러한 풍부한 그러한 주신 나눠주시는 그 긍휼하신 뿐만 아니라
So, not only the love, but also
주 예수의 그 고난 받으시고
The Jesus' hardship and his passion
하나님의 실질적이고
and his hard work to salvate us
정말 더 이보다 더 농도 짙은 그런 것이 없을 그런
So this is the deepest love and has the deepest meaning in the blood that's shed by Jesus. So this is all contained in faith. And through this faith, you and I here today, our souls, our spirit, we get to walk on this way, the holy way. So if we do not hold tight onto faith, then we might fail while we walk on this road.
이렇게 받을 수도 있습니다. 그렇게 하면 안 되고 그런 사람들도 있을 것이지만.
So some people might fail because they are lack of faith. However, God really wants us to pass this road.
우리에게 그런 믿음을 주신 것은 이제 우리 하나님 이유가 뭐냐면은
So what is the reason that God gave us this faith? It's one of the reasons is
우리에게 은혜를 거저 주셨잖아요.
He had given us his grace for free. So we've got all this for free.
하나님 은혜 사실을 알게 되었는데 율법을 알게 되면서
And after we know about the law, we get to know about his love as well. And then the reason, and because for those who have already received the salvation, and after receiving the salvation, for those who have already received the salvation, God wants us to work according to his word. Because this is the period of grace. So we now dedicate the rest of our life to God. And in many ways, and we have many gifts according to the individuals. But the most important thing is that, well, this is actually the lesson that we would like to share today. Our faith should not be taken by anybody else, but we should be kept throughout our life. So our faith is about royalty. It's about being royal. So faith is about being royal. So our spirit, well, the spirit itself is not a personality, but it's a spirit. But the spirit from God is now poured onto our body. And now, we have become the eternal being, eternal existence. So, because our heart is also connected to the spirit, you should not think it separately. Because our heart is connected to our spirit as well. Because the spirit itself does not have a personality. So if your heart goes wrong way, that means your spirit will perish because it's not, they cannot be separated. So if we look at some people, there are some people who love God, but at the same time, those people, they hate the other saints. And sometimes they even betray the church. So the many difficulties, such as the kind of things, might happen. But those people still say that they still love God. So, and this is wrong. So if you really love God, then you get to really love the church and you really love the people of God. Then how can we cleanse ourselves? Should we worship all day? Or should we go to the cave and pray all day? We need to be royal. And then how can we become royal? Is to commit into an action. So what we have to do, because He had considered us as His body. And should I tell you clearly, as to serve the church means the serving God. Because the church is the body of Christ. So some people might say, I'm a Christian. Like, they can say to everywhere or everywhere they go, wherever I go, God will be with me. So I love God, but I will do what I want. Well, but we know that those kind of people sometimes make the church very hard. Well, we know that this is unrighteous. Our faith. The reason why the God gave us His faith is to become royal to the church. So when we teach the God's word to each other, we commit into an action and are trying to live according to the word that we have heard. And then we run towards the end of the day where we meet Jesus in the heaven. This is a very simple and gracious way. So the saints in the church should be trained to worship God in the way that God wants us to do. So the reason why we have faith is to become royal. So So the in the church, the one saint cannot boast over the others. Well, if we read the Bible, we know that.
그래서 우리의 부분적으로 큰 자 이렇게 강조하는 그 우리의 그 습관이
있지만, the being trying to be a superior of others or being or becoming a boss is not really righteous.
교회에서 우리가 힘을 많이 받아서 지탱하고 성장하고 있다는 걸 발전하고 있다.
But rather,
우리 교회에서 나는 특별히 어떤 바는
The church, the Bible wants us to rely on each other and the church. Well, among some evangelizers or the saints, there are the people who pour out all their passion, even though nobody recognizes it, but they still keep doing it.
아니, 뭐 조금 기분 나쁘면 에이 그 사람 교회에서 나갔으면 좋겠다 하지만은 사실 그런 양반이 이렇게 열심히 일하는 것이 우리 교회의 힘이 되고 있는 것입니다.
And even though nobody recognizes them, there are some people who still work, who still carry on what they are doing. So the church is being maintained by such people. So if some saints criticize the others, you should not criticize, because you might criticize the someone who have received the gifts from God. So you cannot criticize him. Even though the person does not look like that he has received the gift from God, you should not criticize him.
거룩한 양심으로 교회를 섬기는 자들이 많이 있어요.
Because they are serving the church with a holy conscience.
칭찬할 일이 많아요.
They deserve the compliments from others.
저렇게 쏟아놓고 저분은 굉장히 바쁜데
Because they pour out all their passions day and night on the church. And still they love the church. So there are many people who dedicate their lives to the church.
요만한 어떤 것이 그 사람의 믿음을 마치 어떤 균이 들어온다든지 어떤 박테리아 들어와서 몸에 힘을 뺏고 기력을 뺏는 것처럼 이런 나쁜
And just like a bacteria or viruses intrude into the faith and then become
믿음의 활동을
and makes the action of a faith stop or limit the action of a faith
믿음으로 해야 될 우리의 자리에 그런 요소들이 있으면은 끝내 마음
So it's like a germs They're harming our bodies. So the church of the Lord should stand still and then should try all together by praying to get over their originality of this world. And then we need to pray continuously. So when we start our prayers, Well, first the prayer subject might be you may be starting your prayer by praying for your own family. So because the thoughts of this world trying to harm you, but the thoughts that come from God benefit your spirit. So there's the thoughts of your flesh or the thoughts of the spirit. They might collide, but the thoughts of this world is not remembered by God. So we should know where to focus on. So from society or from the news, from TV. If you started to focus on the thoughts that flow into your brain from the society, your face gets to change and your heart loses faith and get focused on what is going on in this world. And then you might get surprised. So the thoughts of this world, through the evil spirits, they interrupt your faith life. And even the devils trying to confuse you and make you and hinder you from doing God's work. And you might follow the devil's orders. It's like a marine base. So it is like it forms the foundation of your thoughts, and one day it might explode. So ever since we believe in Jesus, we bury our old self, and we have to let God act in us. And the church is the place which trains us and which fosters us. And this is the center. The church is the Jesus' feet. And here we get training, and we have an opportunity to grow our spirits. Some people might think that the church is the one who should serve people, but I say that this is completely opposite. So the purpose of our life is to serve the church. So if I say be royal, so among the ministers, there are many controversies they fight over on. The people try to leave their position because they think that the God prepares them to do something very big. But God wants us to be humble first. So from the lower position, and God pleases us. So please do not forget about this fact. I bless you all. So as I told you before, so even from the position which is not recognized by people in the church, from the lower positions, so if there is someone who gives us love, from such people, their source of dedication comes from God. So we should not criticize him. We should not persecute him. Nobody should persecute him. And by God's faith, we should be trained. And for yourself, for your success, but rather than your success, we should run towards for the success of the church. So throughout the Bible, I'm trying to give you some examples. So the God gives us this Bible not only to receive the salvation, but also to keep our faith. And the Bible is written by the inspirations that comes from God. So when we have this negative thinking, that we should remove that thinking. We shouldn't criticize. We shouldn't persecute. But if you receive such negative thinking, then it harms you. Every time we turn around the corners in our life, there's the spirit of seduction works in us, trying to interrupt us. So while during this lifespan, we cannot bear the fruits. So This is very harmful. So if people say bearing the fruit, then the people might think that, oh, the bearing the fruit might mean that the meaning that establishment of other churches.
그리고 내일, 그리고 모레 이렇게 해서 열흘 동안 하는 열매가 뭐 사람을 막 상하게 하고 엄청난 모를 해서 실제적으로 얻지 못한 열매보다 더 큰 것입니다.
So people always think about something big, so they might consider bearing fruit as an establishment of other churches. However, we need to be humble. And second, so when we have this negative thinking, if we do not refuse it, then the second result might be end up not receiving answers to our prayers. Because if you have a negative thoughts, well, we cannot, the connection between you and God might be destroyed. Because you only pray for your wish. Lord, I want this person to break down his waist because I hate him so much. If you pray for such thing, the kind of things, Lord, I need your help on because of this. The God will not listen. God cannot give you answers. So when you're trying to pray in urgency, when you are in an urgent situation, when you're trying to pray for a family who is in very urgent situation, then the prayer answers might not be answered. And thirdly, so when we receive our negative thoughts, then the third result will be
that
we might receive.
나도 널 싫어하겠다. 네가 날 멀리하면 나도 널 멀리하겠다. 심지어는 겉으로만 말은
that God might check on us.
말은 주여 부르지만은 마음은 떠나 있는 거. 그런 것을 하나님이 그것은 우리가
so we may call out the name of God, but if our heart is so far away from God, then we might be checked by God. He might keep us in check. And as a result, well, there's this fourth result. And when we live on this earth and when we stand up before God, Lord, I have nothing to give you. So we come with bad results when we stand before God. So the Bible warns several times this will affect even your descendants. And then on the punishment day, you will be punished. So we need to use this opportunity to serve God when we are on this world. So how can we please God? So when you are seducted or tempted, you should keep your faith. And what I'm trying to emphasize is that our saints and you, we are the one who pleases God. That we are the one qualified us. We are the qualified ones to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light, as we have read the Bible today.
You 신령한 지혜와 총명한 총명의
so the Bible says,
하고, 또 주께 합당하게
so
하향하여
God wants to fill us with the knowledge of His will through all spirit, spiritual wisdom and understanding.
모든 영광, 모든
and then we may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. And be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully give thanks to the Father. So I bless you all that you will live according to these verses in the Bible. So God is always watching on us. With the eyes like a fire. So please try not to deny Him, but trying to live according to His word and with your passion and focus on the works of the church.
Hallelujah.
So this is the way to eternal life. So we really want our saints to bear all the fruits and always receive the answers to their prayers. And even in the urgent situation, we'd like to receive the answers to your prayers and free from the any attacks from the evil spirits. And then have attention of God always. And then in the end, you will receive the great awards and the crowns of heaven. And this is our purpose. So this is the most important purpose of our life. And in order to make this,
so I
tell you to do this and that. And then we should know about God and we should communicate with God time to time. And we should try our best together in groups. We should not be scattered. We should fight against the trend of this generation, which is being scattered. So I bless you all. From this time, we should start, and in every moment in your life, when you close your eyes, you should communicate with God, and God will be like friends to you, and He will answer your prayers in your life, and He will cleanse your spirit, and He will keep you harmless, and He will protect you. He will protect us from the darkness and He will make us His children. Hallelujah. So let's pray all together. So God will help us. So for the servants who have listened to the word today, Lord, please cleanse our family. Please cleanse our churches. Let's pray.